blessing, shitty bada boom. Jesus, you are Jesus, you are Jesus, you are Jesus, you are Jesus, Alpha and Omega, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus, you are Jesus, Alpha and Omega, you are Jesus, Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Yakarabu shigidi Ribata karabutu korabata karabatin didi divo koshia karabata karabata de karabata karabata dura da 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 karabutu kubashi de kumba kasha kade de karabutu kubakashi de kiri butu kubakashi de yere mantara da didi yere baya karabutu kubakashi de korabata kashi de kiri butu kubakasa da 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 Koba yarabu to go back ash de kanda la 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 kamba kashe de boshi de bodo gora bata kasanda de boshi de kede yarabu ta karabu ta kashe de kede bodo gora bata kashe de banta de boshi karabu ta kasa da da de boko ba kashe de kede bata kasanda yanda la 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 boko ba kashe de kede bodo go ba kasa da la 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 anda da de kede bodo go ba Karabu to go back as and did it by a carabo to go back as and did it by a carabo to go back as and da karabu to go back as a nididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid Yes, Lord, Shereban Tarada Kaboko Bakashi di Bokombakashi di Karaboko Bakase. Father God, I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you adoration, I give you exaltation, Jehovah God. There is no one else like you, God. There's none who deserves the worship, there's none who deserves the adoration, there's none who deserves the exaltation this morning, oh God. Blessed be your holy name, be lifted up on high, be glorified. Sharabata kasa di. Receive the praise, receive the honor, receive the adoration, receive the exaltation, Jehovah God, our God's Jesus. Indeed, it is you that is glorified, it is you that is lifted up on high, it is you that magnified Jesus. Shakarabu tukoba kasa didiba sadada. You are the healer. Mi karabata kasa didiba da kabakashe didide korabakada didideba kasa dada. You take the glory, you take the glory, you take the glory. Shididiba ya karabata kasa didideba da kabakasa. Not to us, not to us, but to your name, to your name, to your name. Shididiba da kabukoba kasa didideba ya karabu tukoba. To your name be all the glory. To your name be all the glory, to your name be all the glory, to your name be all the glory. Sharabata karata didide. You are Jesus, Shiribada Karabo, Sandarabo, Shiribaya Karabo Tokova Casa didide, Baya Karabata Casa didide, Yandarada Karabo Tokova Casa didide, Baya Karabo Tokova Casa didide, Baya Kasha. You lifted up on high, you lifted up on high. Mi karabata kashe da 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 karabuto koba kashe da 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 da. In you we live and move and have our being. Shikiri bata kashe da karaba. In you we can trust in. Shikiri bata koba kasa da 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 da. In you we find our redemption. Shikiri bata karabata kashe kiri bata koba kashe da da karabata kashe da da da. In you we are covered. No karabata kashe da 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 da. Shikiri bata karabata kasa da. In you we are sheltered. Rim batikiri bata karabo toko bakasha de 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 de. Kiri bata karabo toko bakasha da. Yanda karabo takasha da 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 de de de. Kambo ko bakasha da 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 de. Di karabo toko bakasha de 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 de. Karabo takasha de 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 de. Kiri bata karabo toko. Our precious Savior, you are God, you are holy. Shidi mi de karabo takasha de 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 de. Karabo toko bakasha de 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 de. Yanda karabo toko bakasha de 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 de. Karabo toko bakasha de 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 de. Karabo toko bakasha de 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 de. Kiri baya. Oh, you are reveal of truth. Shede karabata kasa da 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 da. Bogo baka zani de de de. Rebaya karabu togo baka zani de. Yanda karabu togo baka zani de de de. Kere bata karabata karabata kasha de de kere ka. You're a reveal of mind. Ora karabaka shada de de de. Kere baya karabu togo baka zani de 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 ka. You bring revelation our eyes. Ora de mere baya karabu togo baka zani de 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 de. Ba shiti de korabata kasa de 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 de. Baya karabu togo baka zani de 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 de. Yamba karabu togo baka zani de. Thank you that you release grace in our lives. You release your power. You release your anointing. In you we find, in you we find strength. Oh shada karaba tigere boto koba kasani di 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 ba ya karaba tada tada di 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 ba ya na 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 karaba koba kasini di 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 ba ya karaba tada karaba koba kaba kasini di 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 karaba tada karaba tada kasa di 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 mokoraba tada kasha na 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 kaba kaba kasa na 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 kasa di 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 karaba tada koba kasa eraba tada karaba tada koba kasa na 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 karaba tada koba kasa na 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 koba kasa di 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 ka eraba tigere boto koba kasa di 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 kara let our worship rise up to you this morning. Let us declare the mighty things you have done in our lives. The lifter up of our head. When men desire to break us, oh God, oh God, Jesus, you are with us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. When men desire to crush us, you are with us. When sickness lifted its ugly head over us, O Maraba Takasha, the Didi Barakaraba Kabakasa, the Didi Karaba Takasha, the Didi Reba Takasa, the Raba Kashiki, the Karaba Taka, you crush the serpent's head, Rikaraba Takashiki, the Karaba Takasha, the Didi Karaba Takasha, the Karaba Takasa, Reba Takasha, the Didi Nevaya Karaba Takarabo Toko Bakashi, the Didi Karaba Takasa, da da da. Every power of the devil is defeated, Rikata Karabo Toko Bakashi, the Didi Karaba Takarabo Toko Bakashi. Every blood of darkness is defeated. Rikariba Tarabo to go back as the Carabo to go back as the Diddy, Riba de Carabo to go back as the Diddy, the Carabaya Carabo to go back as the Diddy, Caraba Takashi, the Diddy Kariba, the Carabo to go back as the Oh Father God, you have made a way where there was no way. You made a way where there was no way. Shiriba, the Carabo to go back as the Diddy, you made a way where there was no way. Caraba Takashi, the Caraba Takarabo to go back as the Diddy, you made a way where there is no way. Riba Takasande, the Bakaya Carabo to go back as the Diddy, Yaraba Takasande, the Coraba Sakarabo to go back as the Dadarabo go back as the Dadarabagasan, the Bayakarabo to go back as the Yaraba Takasandi, the Carabo Takabago Bagasan, the Dadarabo go back as the Carabo to go back as the Carabo go back as the Yereba Takasandi, the Caraba Takabagasa. May your belt of truth tie it all together, belt of truth buckle firmly around our waist. Shinibada Karabata Karaba. Oh, Spirit of truth, Spirit of truth, Spirit of truth, bring revelation, bring insight, bring understanding. Give us understanding, give us understanding, give us understanding. Rebatakasha Didibo Shadarabo Sididim. Oh, give us grace this morning. Shinibarabata Karabo Tokobakasandidididibaya Karabokobakasandidididib. Help us to know your truth, help us to know your ways. Yeridibaya Karabatakasha. Thank you for favor. Thank you for favor. Thank you for grace. Thank you for understanding. We thank you for the finished works of Christ. Thank you for the price that you already paid on the cross. That you are bruised and crushed for our iniquities. By your stripes we were made well. By your stripes we were made well. Let faith arise. We boldly come to the throne of grace. We boldly come to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy, God. We may receive mercy and take hold of our grace and peace and sanctification and hold. We receive healing by your power. We receive healing by the faith that you give us. Nothing is impossible. impossible for you. Oh, you say, whoever is thirsty, oh, streams of living water shall flow out from his belly, let the rivers flow, let the rivers flow. A sweet incense to your throne room, my Father, my God. A sweet incense to your throne room. You say, whenever two or three are gathered in your name, you're right there in the midst. You say, you are right here in our midst. We come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We come to Mount Zion. We stand before the throne of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to countless and countless of thousands of minerals of miracles. There's an outpouring of your spirit, and outpouring of your spirit this morning, and outpouring of your presence, and outpouring of strength, and outpouring of renewal, and outpouring of your hand, and outpouring of healing, even as we receive from you, oh God, there's an outpouring of your spirit, there's an outpouring of your hand, there's an outpouring of your grace, there's an outpouring of your might, there's an outpouring of your mercy, God. There's an outpouring of your grace. Pour out your mercy. Pour out your divine love. Pour out your divine authority. Pour out your divine grace. Pour out your divine favor. Pour out your divine grace. We need you more and more this morning, Father God. We need you. I need you as Emmanuel. I need you in my family. I need you in my children. I need you in the ministry. I need you in my workplace. I need you in my business. I need you in my studies. I need you in my leadership. I need you in my future. I need you in my present. I need you even in my past. Because you can connect everything, God of God's children. You can adjust everything. You can bring renewal. You bring restoration. Nothing is lost in your hands. The author of time. Who does not live in time? Who does not exist in time? You're making everything new, Lord. You're making everything new, Lord. You're making everything new. You're making everything new, Lord. Everything new, Lord. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You To us, Lord. We need to hear your voice. We need to hear your voice. We need to desire your voice, oh God. It is you who is the bread of life. Feed us today, oh God. Feed us by your grace. Feed us by your spirit. Feed us by your anointing. Let the anointing rise. Let the action rise within me. I thank you for my listener. I thank you for them that are trusting you, them that are listening to you, them that are hungered to hear your voice, oh God. That you meet them at their point of need, oh God. I'm just a vessel that you can use. Just a vessel that you can use. I'm just a vessel. Just a vessel, Lord. Take the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, precious Savior. Thank you, precious Lord. We give glory to God for this blessed morning. It's always good to have you. It's always good to hear and to be together. I know it's another good morning, that I trust that God has kept you well and has woken you up well, and I trust that God is also going to minister to us this morning, even as we look at his word. I know it takes a lot of sacrifice and consistency for us to continue listening to God's word, for us to continue trusting in him, for us to continue hearing him, and for us to continue waiting upon the presence of God. And just know that it is never in vain. It's never in vain when we gather together to hear God's word and to learn from him. So I just want you to be aware that it's not in vain. And you know, we started looking at this series, which is we've started looking at healing. And one of the key things that we looked at yesterday or the day before was that every disease is healed, or rather can be healed in Christ. And we've been looking at the importance of faith in the context of healing. And the message that I keep sharing to you is that God is limited by your level of your belief.
God is limited by the level of your belief, because your belief system determines your faith system. And we have established that without faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6, it is impossible to please God. Because he that comes to God must believe that he exists, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That means that anything that you do that is not of faith is sin. That's a very strong statement, but basically what it's saying that if there is anything that you do that you do not apply faith in it, that you do not have an established thought pattern and an established system of belief that is in line with the Word of God, then you fall short of the requisite glory of God that God expected of you. So we must understand that our thought patterns, which are products of what we hear, which are products of what we have been taught, which is a product of what we have believed, determines the extent and the level in which we can grow and understand the things of God. And yesterday I said that it is important that we learn and we unlearn. That means that there are things that we have been taught, and this has been by men, and it has been based on their understanding. And for sure, it was taught from genuine hearts. I don't believe there is anyone who taught anything that, or who has been your teacher, who has in the past who has taught you out of the desire that you do not know the truth, unless that is a false prophet, unless that is someone who is teaching you the doctrines of demons, who wants to win followers after themselves. But anyone who has taught you truth, I believe, taught you to the level of the understanding that they had. And the thing is, that must have been based either on doctrine, either the theological training they went to, or either they were taught based on what the teachers or the pastors or the priests that taught them, and that one is also limited to the schools and the teachings that the priests or the pastors went to. Or maybe there are those who have learnt under certain men of God or under certain teachings, either online or in the ministry that they were in. And you see, any established body of teaching becomes a doctrine. And that is why we must be careful that our experiences should not form the basis of doctrine. Why do I say that? Just because it took you 7 years or 5 years to pray for a child does not mean that everyone under your ministry, for them to get an answer from the Lord for a child, they need to pray for 5 years. Just because it took you 6 years to fast for an anointing does not mean that you are the gold standard for how anointing is to be received in any individual. So we must understand that our patterns, our experiences, must not be the basis for doctrine. Our experiences serve to just give us a testimony, an intimate relationship. And many times, our wilderness, or rather the time we take to receive what God has given freely, is determined by our belief system, is determined by our surrender to God. And the moment we decide to go on our own way, then that means we purpose to increase our own wilderness journey. And God is just looking at us and wondering, this child of mine is asking for shoes, yet he has 10 pairs, instead of just thanking me and putting on the shoes. He wants to give all his money to receive what is given freely. He wants to fast his life out to receive what is given freely. There are things that God has already given through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And one of the things that I said that we have been taught in the past is that salvation is for all. And this we have been reading from Romans chapter 10 from verse 5 up to verse 14, where we look that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we are clear and we believe that anyone, it doesn't matter what they have done, it doesn't matter who they killed, it doesn't matter how many robberies they've committed, it doesn't matter how immoral they have been, anyone who comes to Christ for the forgiveness of sins is forgiven. And even there, if you, today you're listening to this audio and you've been having so much condemnation in your heart for the things that you have done or the things that you have repeatedly done, I want to assure you that the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to purify us from all unrighteousness. In that God has established Himself that He is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. But then we have also been taught in the past that it is only our souls that are healed, it's only our souls that are saved, and yet our sinful nature is not dealt with. We have also been taught that our minds are not dealt with, but salvation is a wholesome process. If we look at how Jesus dealt with people, He actually healed more in the physical healing. In the instances that he's seen, He healed more people physically than even forgiving of their sins. To Jesus, healing was actually more important and actually a demonstration of God's power and God's will and desire for mankind. Healing is the plan of God, and to be healed is the will of God. Sickness is not the will of God, and sickness is not from God. The Bible clearly tells us that God is not tempted of evil or tempted by evil. God is good. In Him, everything is good. When he created Adam, He said, "It is good. Everything is good." There was no sickness. There was no death. There was no destruction. There was no curse. And even if you read the Bible, God never cursed man. Even when Adam sinned, it was the ground that was cursed. It was the snake that was cursed. But Adam and his wife were never cursed. So you must understand that God, in His design for mankind, He has only good thoughts and good plans for man. But you see, when man sinned, when man chose their own way, they submitted themselves to the dealings of the devil. Because it is said that whomever you obey, you become their slave. That means that when man sinned, he introduced death into the world and death into his body. Someone will argue, but Adam did not die immediately. He died spiritually. But there was already a physical manifestation of death that began. And that physical manifestation of death is sickness. Sickness is a form already of death that manifests in our flesh. And this sickness comes as a result of sin. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. There is a gift of God that is the antidote, that is the cure for sin and sickness, and that is the life of God, which is the Zoe life of God, which is the life that you receive in Christ when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And what I want you to understand, that God is more than willing to heal every disease. There is no sickness that is in the will of God. And if you have established this thought pattern, this is why you still remain sick. Because you think that sickness is the will of God. When we read the Bible, we see that God told the Israelites that there shall be none sick among you. There shall be none barren among you. There shall be no miscarriage among you. None shall cast her young. There shall be no premature death among you. So barrenness is not of God. And do not think that God is teaching you something. That is a stronghold that the enemy wants you to have. Barrenness is not of God. Miscarriage is not of God. Sickness is not of God. The will of God, he just told the Israelites, he told 3 million people that there shall be no feeble among you. And this is fulfilled in Psalms 105 verse 37. Psalms 105 verse 37, it says that, and when he led them out of Egypt, there was now none feeble among them. There was no weak person. There is none who was sick. Their clothes did not even wear out. They did not hunger. They were not sick. You can imagine for 40 years they lived under the glory. And now, we 3 days ago, we looked at the glory of the believer and we saw that the glory of the new covenant is far much greater than the glory of the old covenant. The glory of the New Testament believer is an all-surpassing glory. It's a glory that excels. This you can read from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. It's a glory that excels. It's a glory that surpasses all our understanding. It is a glory that is beyond. It is a glory that is beyond our comprehension. That means that we grow from one level of glory to another. The new covenant believer, the one that is in Christ, has a better glory, a better covenant than what existed in the Old Testament. So everything that we see in the law, in the Old Covenant, must be multiplied even more in the New Testament. That means that if God ensured that the Israelites were not sick, none of them were feeble among them. And God said, I am the Lord your God that heals your diseases. In Psalms 103 verse 3, it says, if you read, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He who forgives our sins and heals all our diseases. It is the will of God that you be healed. Do not use any reason to convince yourself that it is the will of God for you to be sick. And people have used that because they have prayed for sickness to be healed and it has not been healed. And so to them, they say, well, maybe it is not the will of God to heal me. Maybe it is for the glory of God for me to be sick. Does God glory in evil? Can God glory in evil? No. Let us be transformed in our minds to the will of God, to the word of God. Well, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 8 verse 32 how God anointed Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, and with power. And he went about doing good and healing every sickness and all who are oppressed of the devil. The anointing that was on Jesus, the anointing that is on you, the anointing that comes, the Spirit of God. Let me not even just call it the anointing, because the anointing will give you the connotation that you need something extra. No, the Spirit of God that came and rested on Jesus, that the John the Baptist saw is the same spirit that not only rests on you, is inside you, is the same spirit that you received on the day that you surrendered your life to Jesus. That is the same spirit, and anyone who comes to Christ receives the spirit of God in them, and that is the life of God. And you not only receive salvation for your spirit alone, you also receive salvation for your mind. You receive healing for your mind, and you also receive healing for your body at the same time. The reason people do not receive healing is because they are not taught, and they do not put their faith that the same life of God that they receive in salvation, that same life of God gives them physical, emotional, mental, financial, economical, spiritual healing. Beloved, above all else, I pray that you may prosper even as your soul prospers. That means that he that knew no sin was made sin that we might become the righteousness of God. You receive the righteousness of God through the cross and the price that Jesus paid. You receive the prosperity of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The dominion that was lost in Adam, we receive it again in Christ through the death and resurrection of Jesus. The authority over sin and the sinful nature being cut out. Colossians 2:11. Sinful nature was spiritually circumcised. It was cut out. You can no longer be a slave to sinful nature, and you must believe it. The word of God. Believe the written word of God. Don't believe what you have been taught, that your body cannot be saved. No, your body is saved. It is just you that has given a stronghold to the enemy for the enemy to use. And the devil is one that if you give him just a foothold, he enters his whole body. And that is why you realize any thought pattern that you have given the enemy room for is the room that he will constantly use. If you believe that you can be attacked by demons at night, they will attack you at night. If you believe that you must pray for you to have a good night, the day you will not pray is when they will attack you. Because the demons, their purpose is to reinforce your stronghold. In the spirit, they can sense your fear. They can sense your thoughts. They can sense anything that is not of faith. Why? Because your shield is... your faith is your shield from which you can defend yourself from any flaming arrow of the evil one. Take up the shield of faith. That means that anytime you lack faith in a certain area, whether it is a job interview, whether it is a sickness that has attacked you, whether it is an issue in your family, whether it is an issue with your child, any area of your life where you lack the faith for the complete answer from God, you have given a hole in your armor from which the enemy will keep throwing his fiery arrows through it. Imagine going to war with a hole in your bulletproof. You have a bulletproof vest, but you are the one who punches holes in certain areas. You say, okay, I believe God that God... I cannot be poor. So you have already overcome poverty in your faith belief system. And for sure you will never be poor because you have believed God that God will prosper you. But then there's another area in your chest where is an area of sinful nature that I'm struggling with sin. So you are going to war and you have cut out of yourself a bulletproof, a hole, which says this part, I'm still not believing God fully that this sinful nature is dealt with. And where does the enemy shoot at? If you're going to fight an enemy and you can see he has a bulletproof in his chest, what will you target? You will target the area where he does not have a cover. So what the enemy does, they always say why it's called a fiery arrow, is because he targets the areas of our faith, our lack of faith that we do not believe God for. So the moment you believe that cerebral palsy cannot be healed, the moment you believe that autism cannot be healed, the moment you believe that HIV cannot be healed, then the enemy will make sure that you are not be healed. The moment you believe that deafness cannot be healed, that blindness cannot be healed, the enemy will use that as a reason why you should not be healed. And remember, the only job he has is to lie, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and apart from that, also accuser of brethren. And so his purpose is to make sure you have a stronghold. And that is why there are so many denominations. There are so many thought patterns. Because as long as the enemy, he allows you to have a denomination, a thought pattern that is wrong, he will consolidate it. He can give you a demon to manufacture that cult. And to teach that cult in a way that you continue in that direction. And he will isolate you, continue in that direction. Those ones, you are mine. I have controlled you in a certain way. So any way you go to war with a bulletproof that you have cut out certain holes in your chest, sickness can be one of the holes. You can call one of the holes is you can't have children, or barrenness is me, I was barren. Or you can have a hole that me, I'm old, I can't get married. My brothers and sisters, whatever hole you have put in your bulletproof chest of faith, may the Lord reveal it to you, and may you bring it to the Lord in prayer. And all you can tell you, I tell you, the way to pray is just say, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief. Maybe you have persisted in a place of sickness. You have been praying, it is not changing. You have believed science that, oh, this gene, this is inherited, I cannot change it. Oh, that is a hole in the bulletproof vest of your faith. You're going to war and you have cut some holes in your bulletproof, and that is where the enemy is keeping sending. And I told you, the enemy fights a war of attrition. What is a war of attrition? A war is where he just focuses on one area. That is the same area he will keep shooting at. He will keep shooting at that area until you give up and say, for me, I don't think I can be delivered. This one is my weakness. This one, even God knows, you know, I've tried. I have fasted. I have done. It is not about fasting. It's not about beating yourself. It's just about faith. What has God said? Has God said it? It is so. Has God said you are healed? I am the Lord that heals all your diseases? It is so. Did Jesus heal every disease? It is so. Did Jesus heal people with mental issues, with emotional issues? Yes, it is so. Did Jesus heal children with epilepsy, children who did not have faith? It is so. Did Jesus raise the dead? It is so. It is so. And Jesus even healed first before even forgive. That means even his priority was first of you to be made whole. So sickness is not the will of God. And don't say that this is your thorn in the flesh. The thorn in the flesh is not sickness. Thorn in the flesh is used twice in the Old Testament. And if you read it, it refers to the inhabitants of Canaan, who if the Israelites did not deal with, that they will be a thorn in their flesh. If Paul says it clearly, that the thorn in the flesh was a messenger of Satan. Who was a messenger? An angel of Satan. And what did this angel of Satan do? He clearly said it, that he kept buffeting. And buffeting is blowing, beating with blows. And these blows were blows of persecution, not sickness. Unless Jesus has told you personally also that I will show you the things you must suffer for in my name for the gospel, then even suffering is not your portion. Suffering is not even the will of God. You want to claim Paul's suffering? Okay, enjoy them then. If I was a bad man, I will tell you, enjoy them. But I want you to be delivered. I want you to be set free. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Why don't you speak in tongues? It's because you don't have the faith for it. It just simply says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. You should be casting out devils. You should know that you have the ability to cast out devils as a son of God. And the demons know those who know this truth. Because it is not the fasting that you did that cast out devils. No, it is just knowing the authority that you have, that you are seated in Christ. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are clothed in Christ. You are clothed with the righteousness of God. And that gives you the ability to resist the devil, and he shall flee. That means if the devil runs, what should the demons do? They should just check out. And that is why even those that are deaf, those that are that cannot hear, that are deaf and that cannot see, and that are dumb by deaf and dumb evil spirits, even while you are preaching, they are not hearing the message, but the demons are hearing, and they check out, and those people start hearing. Selah. Let me stop. My brothers, you're welcome. Any reflection?
No reflection from my side.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Anything you want to reflect on? Oh, I want us to pray then.
Sorry.
I want us to pray then that God to help our unbelief, and for God to heal us. And let me just say something even while I finish. We believe first. We believe. I believe, therefore I speak. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a spiritual substance. Faith is a title deed. You receive it first spiritually. You cannot receive something physically that you have not received spiritually. You have to see spiritually first for you to see physically if you're not seeing. If you don't see yourself as healed spiritually, and you thank God that you're already healed spiritually, you will not be healed physically. Our faith works that the physical is created from the invisible, from what is not seen, from the spiritual. Don't look at the symptoms. Maybe you have believed it and you're still having pain, you're still coughing. Keep believing. The Bible says that a man's spirit will sustain him in sickness. But a broken spirit, who can cure? Let your spirits be strengthened this morning. Receive your healing this morning, this now, and write it down and say, on this morning, I received my healing. I received my children. I received my business. I received my job. I received my family. I received my lost child. I got healed from cancer. I received my anointing. I received the ministry. Whatever it is, this is a message that you apply for anything that you need from God, and any thought pattern that the enemy has placed on you. And Father God, I thank you for that which my listener has received this morning from you by applying faith in the Word of God. May they receive their answer. May they receive their healing. May they receive their children. May the curse of barrenness be destroyed now. May the curse of blindness be destroyed now. May the curse of cancer be destroyed now. May it die to the root now. May it die to the root now. May that person on a sick bed arise now. May the legs come back and receive strength now. Now is faith. Now faith. Faith is a now business. And God, if there is unbelief, help the unbelief. Raise the faith. Take up the shield of faith to fight every darting arrow of fury, darting arrows of the evil. The devil is under our feet. The devil runs away from us. We drive out evil spirits. We heal the sick. We are healers. We cast out devils. We speak in new tongues. We raise the dead. And this was your command. Go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse the lepers. And Father, we believe your word this morning, and we receive it. We thank you that you answer prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. 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 Have a blessed, blessed morning. And if you're not saved, give your life to Jesus. And find a Bible-believing church. Keep listening. And coming to Christ is very simple. It's just believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you will be saved. And open the Bible, and he will teach you. You receive the Holy Spirit, and he teaches you. God bless you. Bye-bye.